Outside a tiny soul food restaurant on Buffalo's west side, Lou DeJesus, an African-American, is describing being stopped by city police. It happened last summer as she was walking from her home to the store.
I didn't even make it into the store. I live about 5 houses away from the store, across the street, you know, click, click, click up to the door, and they'd stopped someone else and then turned to me and said they wanted to see my ID.
It only took a few minutes, and they eventually let her go. She felt as though she was stopped because of the color of her skin, and she remembers her feelings in that moment.
Absolute terror. Rock hard place.
Experts say situations like this, arbitrary race-based stops, are common across the nation and in Buffalo. University at Buffalo professor Anjana Malhotra examines the issue. She and her students published a report last year that says the department is, quote, overly aggressive and out of touch with the community.
In reviewing court cases and conducting extensive interviews and reading reports, we documented over 160 cases of police misconduct over the last 4 years.
However, police don't agree.
No.
That's Captain Stephen Nichols. He says social media and the news media play a huge role in public perceptions.
We get lumped in to problems that exist in police departments across the country. It seems like nowadays everyone has an opinion of the police, even though they've never even encountered the police.
In fact, Nichols says Buffalo police have been working with the community for years at events like this one, the Juneteenth Festival. As Captain Nichols makes his rounds on part of the parade route on Genesee Street, an African-American volunteer greets him with a big bear hug.
I had to say hi to my brother Nichols.
I know.
How's it going, brother? You know.
Good, man.
How you doing, young lady?
Hi, how are you?
Give me that love. And how you doing? I hug everybody.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, good.
Another Juneteenth volunteer, Pastor Antoine Diggs Sr., says police are doing a great job at building relationships.
My main thing is that, you know, young people need to see law enforcement and law enforcement personnel when the lights are not flashing, when we're not in a crisis.
But some in Buffalo and across the nation worry about police encounters that can quickly spiral out of control or turn deadly. Studies show last year 149 unarmed people died in police encounters. More than half were Black or Latino. Locally, there's Wardell Davis, a 20-year-old Black man who died from an asthma attack after struggling with police. And Jose Hernandez Rossi, who was shot and killed by an officer in a traffic stop. Prosecutors say the police acted properly in both cases. Malhotra says those are incidents that incite fear in the minority community.
It raises all kinds of questions and it scared African-American and Latino parents throughout the city of Buffalo.
Nichols says officers are fully trained on all aspects of the law.
Should an officer overstep, we have a full internal affairs division and we have an administration and staff here, command staff, that doesn't tolerate it. It's open record. We've had problems in the past, and we've dealt with every single one of them. But our problems with aggressive police officers are very few and far between.
Like the incident involving Justin Levy. He sued claiming he was thrown against a police car and arrested because he was Black. After a jury sided with him, the city settled a case. In 2016, Levy was awarded about $300,000. Civil rights attorney Frank Hausch represents a lot of people of color. He says they often get mistreated by the police.
It's a stigmatization that happens because of all the way back going to the notion of white supremacy. That's what we're talking about.
So what's the fix?
How do you fix slavery? This is the great moral stain on our nation.
Or maybe it can never be fixed. But he says acknowledging the problem is a good start. For WBFO News, this is Angelica Morrison.